Okay, Bidude Yorgadol Osula Shteshu Lion, big pot with two cavities. Nosen Gecholim Ben Shneihem, you put Gecholim in the middle, between Bamayim Alayonim and the waters Alayonim. Okay, Shteshu Nosen Gecholim Ben Shneihem. So you have like this, you have a cavity in the bottom, you have coals, and then you have a cavity on top. And then you have a cavity on top that has the water, right? So that's a Bidude. Okay. So if you say the Bidude is asur, kol shekein bekiri is asur, rashi bekiri asur kufishes the mitocha shahor taliba tochah matiach. So bekiri is like a kira, so therefore it rains hotter. But bedude har kamoliar is more like a moliar with the water top and bottom. But then he says no, shenachushta, right? Rav Nachman said that even antichi, even a group of tumah, you still can't drink from it. Shenachushta nechoshta la alma biyarish on nechoshes koi nechoshes meshamer psiuchasa kedatz. Ani omer nechoshta la shon shilayim. He goes back to Rashi above. It means containers, like pieces, like different compartments. Yana shetech nechoshtoch nechoshtech. Is that the pasuk here? Yan yishafech nechoshtech. Okay. Right, so Moliar, he escapes, and Antichi, the heat is, because the heat comes from the bottom, it's the heat maintain more. Even though the coals are off. The main point again here is, if you're intensifying the heat, that's why this issue that something in about Hatmana is an issue, because Hatmana, if it's most of Hevel, is the problem. If it's just, if it holds Hevel, if it just holds the heat, it's okay. Okay. Okay, so now Rashi Maslis and Amecham Kum Kumus Shotamim, right, so Urn. Shepino Kul Maslis and first Gemara, the entire Mishnah is in the Gemara. Okay. That's not going to be Gemara, it's going to be the Gemara. Michael Amar. Omar Al Ada Bar Masta, Hachi Kamar. So what does this Mishnah actually mean? What's the case? I translate what it said. Mm-hmm. Now the Gemara is completely, our master is completely like changing what the Mishnah said to something else. What is it? You have a mecham, you have an urn.
Poured out hot
water. You took all the water out of it. All the hot water out of it. Lo yitei l'sof ha'mayim mu'atim de'yishukun. You can't put a little bit of water in. Because you understand, if you empty out a pot that's boiling on the fire, and you empty it out, and you put one cup of water in no time it'll be hot. Right? You put a lot in, of course. I'm most of the stuff in my maneuver, El Shirin. You put in a quart of water, you'll get lukewarm water. Not gonna cook. Well, hello, Mitsare. Another problem. So you emptied out the pot, which is of course metal. And you emptied out the pot of metal, and you heated it, and then you put cold water on it. Well, that's how you make metal, right? That's how you make metal. That's called mitzarev, right? So mitzarev, Rashi says, kishekli matchos cham, right? When you have metal pots that are hot, and the same with sofan sona, you put cold water in, machasim sakli. So very interesting. The halachas of kashering for Pesach is different than the cause of kashering for during the year. Aside from that, some things you can't kasher. But the methodology of kashering is not identical. When you kasher for Pesach, after you finish kashering an item, you have to put in cold water. And when you do it during the year, you don't have to put in cold water. The minhag is put in cold water too, but you don't have to put in cold water. How do you know? Rav Soloveitchik talked about this a lot of times. So he'd love to quote the Yoser for Shabbos HaGadol from Yaakov Tavelim. And he talks a lot about different halachas, and in there he says something like this: Mashkizin, I think Mashkizin hasakinim kachadashim. I made the phrase wrong, but that chadashim is in there, meaning you make them like new. What do you make them like new? Who cares about new? Just kosher, right? No, the point is Pesach, you have to have everything new. Okay, but there's ways to make it new. So if you boil the knife and then put it in cold water, you just remade the knife. Okay, I understand. It's not exactly like we're going to make a knife, but that's the point. Okay, so that's exactly the point here. What's the Isur of Mitzarim? Makar Patish. Right? That's Makar Patish. That's Gemar Malachi. You're finishing off the, whatever the pot. So, you know, we, like, think,
but that would
might
be,
think...
Wouldn't that be if you immerse the entire
first.
Pot, that entire...
Oh, very good. So he's going to come to this notion that later on the Gemara... Only if you fill it all the way up to the top. Only fill it up to the top. If you fill it up way up, but not all the way to the top, it's not Masarif. That's the end of Gemara that gets to that. Anticipation. Yeah.
Can you make a kli into the same kli? If it's already a kli.
It's Makar Patish, yeah. So, very simple. This is a classic Makar Patish case. You buy a suit, you have a tailor, the tailor fixed the suit, you come home, it's 100% beautiful, wearable.
Right.
And then you discover, over here, a little white thread that you've got to take out. If you take it out, it's Makar Patish. Nobody even sees it, it's on the inside. It's Makar Patish. Why? Because you now, again, finish the suit. Right? Another one over there, same thing. Right? So, the fact that something's finished doesn't mean you can't, I mean, if it's totally, totally finished, it's totally finished. But the point is, here, so that's what the Gemara discussed at the end, is that if you when you take a pot of boiled water, so this I think is not observable, but this is the claim, which I think is, you know, makes sense. When you boil water in a pot, so let's suppose you have a pot to here and the water's to here. So the part that the water's on does not become soft. But the part that the water is not on becomes soft. I said it's not observable because how soft does it become, right? So maybe if you left it there for, you know, a week doing the same thing, maybe it would become, you know, somehow you'd be able to observe it. But so therefore, that's why if you only fill it up to the top, because the part that's underwater, you're not mitzarif. In other words, if you dump out the water and only fill it up to that place where the water was up to, you're not mitzarif. Okay, but that's not just the, right now the Gemara, they're just saying, if you put in my merubim, about Shira, that's Mitzarif, meaning you're Mitzarif that piece of the pot, right? Whatever part of the pot you do. Okay. So that's the assumption of Gemara. Rashi, Kishekli Machos Kham, and also Sophosan, Machasna Kli, Zoygimar Malachan, Malachas Atzorfin, Shursicha Saor Mepato. So usually that means it makes it bubble. The Karov Li Shaver. And then, so it would break, it would, you know, come apart. And the water, like, forges it together. Okay, that's the term to use in English. Forges it together. Shoulder.
Solder, probably.
Like, oh, solder, okay.
Contracts.
Okay.
Right,
but it contracts, yeah, okay.
Do you need Malacha Tzrich Lagufa for that in order to be Makim Bapatish? I mean, you already
we'll
have a pot.
We'll come into that too. Okay. Good, okay. So, like, this is a very small page, but it's full of stuff. Okay, Rav Shimon Hi. Diyomar, Rav Shimon Skabe Mutar.
Here we go.
Okay, so Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon Skabe Mutar. So, what is my intent? My
water.
Intent is to cool off the water.
Right.
Okay, so this is Rav Shimon Skabe. Am I definitely Mitzarev? Maybe yes, maybe no. If I'm definitely mitzarev, you could argue it's a gracious. Okay, so the assumption is you're not definitely mitzarev, but that's why you can't do it, right? But according to Shimon, no problem because Hashem is kaven. So your intent is not to fix the pot; your intent is to cool off the water. So fine, and that's not a problem.
So you haven't had a boy; they're nowhere near finished.
Was it?
Bris on Shabbos is a makom patish. I said to him, he hasn't had a boy yet. So he doesn't know. That's only the start. That's nowhere near finished with the kli. It takes a long time.
Okay. Maskus l'abaye. Abaye is akasha. Midei mecham shepino menumayim. What did Mishnah say? I mean, you're now saying mecham shepino menumayim. You're saying it's a pot, an urn, out of which the water was taken. Katanim mecham shepinuhu. That's not what it says. The Mishnah says they took out the mecham, meaning They took the mechem off the water, off the fire, I mean, off the fire. So where do you get this? Elam Abaye. So Abaye says, no, that's not what's going on here. Abaye hachikamar hamecham shepinohu v'yesh b'mayim chamin. Right, so he took the urn off and it's got hot water in it. Lo yitin l'socha mayim mu'atin yishvil sheyuchamu. You can't put a little bit of water, right, to heat up the water, because basically you're boiling the water. Avonosin l'socha mayim merubim k'dei l'afshiran. You can put a lot of water in order to cool them off, right? So let's suppose you have a quart of hot water on the stove, and you put in a cup of hot water, a cup of cold water. So Mustama, a cup of cold water, it's 212, it'll go down to 160. It's still going to be, right, gasoline as well, right? Okay, now so we have a quart of water. You put a quart of water in, you could put a quart of cold water into the cold, put a quart of hot water, Mustama, it's just going to be lukewarm, right? Mm-hmm. It'll go down to 80 degrees, whatever, okay.
But the water you put in is still warmer than when you put it in.
But you're not cooking it. You just mafshira. That's what Abaye says. Abaye says you can put enough water in to an urn that's off the fire, right? It is a kli rishon, right? Shalol gavei eish. But you're adding enough water. He said you can add enough water
to cool it down.
To cool it down. You're just warming up the cold water. You're lukewarming them, right? So it's hopefully going to be below yasoles. So that's why a little bit of water you can't do, because you're going to boil what you put in. But a lot you can put in because you're just cooling, lukewarming them. Okay, mecham shepino menu mayim. So now Abaye continues. What about that other case that they thought maybe the Mishnah was talking about? Mecham shepino menu mayim. You have mecham, an urn, hot water on, they took up the fire, and the water was taken off, and the water was emptied out. Lo yitin l'socha mayim kol ikar. You can't put any water into it. V'pnei shemitzarev, right? Because that's the problem, mitzarev. V'rab Yehuda hi. D'yomar da v'shem eskaven asur. Right? So, the mecham shepina memenu mayim case, you took the urn off, emptied the water, the urn is still hot, you just want to cool off, you just want to warm up the water a little bit, it's not going to become cooked, you want to warm it a little bit, you can't do that because you're mitzarev to kli. So obviously that's a Yehuda who says, Dor Shem is kavin, is also, because my intent has nothing to do with the kli, my intent has to do with the water. Amar Rav, loshna, el lahafshir. Rav says, oh, that's only lahashya, but tzaref asur. Shmuel Amar, Rav says, when would you be allowed to do it, right? Is to lukewarm water, but not to be mitzaref, right? Ushmul Omar, afil l'tzarif nami mutar. If you do a l'tzarif. So the Gemara asks, l'tzarif l'chachilim yishari. How can Shmuel say you can do it in l'tzarif? Right? It's not possible. Eliyat marachim marasig, we're going to learn differently. Amar Rav, lo shanu elashir lahafshir. Right? So the first way of reading it was not about the amount, but about my purpose. Right? Rav Siloshon Lahafshir, sorry, Fasser. If I want to do it to lukewarm the water, that's fine. If I want to do it and start to clean, that's not fine. Now, we said, no, it's not the way you read it. You read it, Amar Rav Loshon Lahashir Lahafshir. You could put enough water in that the water would get lukewarmed. Avoshir Litzarev Asur. And here Rashi says, anticipating.
But there's no intent to
that's correct. What? Cool.
There's no intent to be mitzalev.
Right.
That's okay, that's correct, right. But it's still happening. So Rabbi Yehuda says, don't show us kavein, it's still asur. Right? But look at the last Rashi on the page. So anticipate, Jackie, your comment. Afilu shir l'tzarev, shem lo'uhu kulo. That's your tzarev. Otherwise, not mitzarev. Right? Because that's what I explained about the top. Right?
Right.
Shmuel Amar, Afilu Shir Litzarev Mutar. And Shmuel says, you can even put in it, all the way to Tippy Top, you can put in, and you go in Litzarev, and we don't care. Why?
Shemus
Kavi Lachach, says Rashi on top, because he's not miscalling to that. After all, he wants to be Mafshir. That's the point. He's just trying to, he's trying to lukewarm the water. So he's trying to lukewarm the water. We don't care the fact that it's going to be Mitzarev to Kli, that there's Shemus Kavi, and obviously then, Karabi Shimon Sfirale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if Shimon holds Darshan Iskaven, is Darshan Iskaven is mutter? Okay, I have a question. Doesn't Shmuel hold Darshan Iskaven is asur? Okay, that's the question. Didn't say so yet. That's the question. Omar Shmuel, another case. Mechaben gacheles shalmatis b'shus harabim. Okay, if you see a hot piece of metal, red hot piece of metal in the street, you can cool it off, right? Presumably pour water on it, or whatever, I don't know how you get, whatever you do to it, you somehow get it off, whatever you do, sand on it, whatever you do to get the, it's not red hot anymore, so it's going to cool off. You're allowed to do that if it's metal, in order not to hurt anybody, that nobody should get over to heat.
Right.
If you have a coal that's wood, a piece of wood burning, and it's hot, you know, like coal, like a gacheles, so that you're not allowed to do it. Says Rashi gachel shematz top line shemashlichin l'sof psola shel barzel. Right, somebody threw out a, you know, they're making metal, they threw a piece out into the street because you know why. Crazy. The Lo Shayach Kibui B'Hachim and the Raisa can't have Kibui of metal because metal doesn't burn. Metal just becomes hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good question. That's what Rashi says here, right? Midr Rabbanan Asura, but Rabbanan, they didn't allow the heating of metal either to a glow, right? That's the whole, you know, electricity, incandescent lighting,
mm-hmm.
a lot of those issues relate to this one line, right, that Rashi's not dealing with here. But Rabbanan Asur, so maybe some hold that's the Araisa, that heating the metal to light is the Araisa, that's beer, bishul, whatever they think it is, okay, not for here. The Hechad, the Ikon, the Zakal Rabbin, but those are all Shmuz. Okay, so Shmuz, the Rabbanan, not to put out metal, not to put the metal burning coal out. The Rabbanan, you're not allowed to do it, but okay, the Rabbanan, they overrode the Rabbana when it comes to a sakana. Alright? Avoloshal, Eitz Rashi, Disura, Daraisahi, Chayskila. Of course, that's Kibui. Right?
Even if
what do you mean is Kibui?
Yeah.
I don't care about. Okay, but that's not Doshim Iskavin issue, it's a different issue. Okay.
Well, what if it's an imminent danger? Here, just like a suffix sakana?
No, I think he's considered to be I think he considers to be imminent.
So it's imminent, if it's derisive.
Anybody can walk by. I think. Avalok hol shaleitz. Yitzhak adayt v'sov lekrev shimon. Afilu shaleitz nam v'dov shem is kavein. I'm sorry, afilu shaleitz nam e. If he holds like rev shimon, it should be mutter, the wood also. Why should the wood be mutter if you hold like rev shimon?
Dov shem is kavein is mutter.
There's not Dov Shem Iskaven.
Because he's putting it out. Dov Shem
Iskaven. It's the other than Rav Shimon.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Dov Shem Iskaven. Mm-hmm. He intends to put the coal out. It's, you know, in the case of the water, he intends to warm up the water. And in the middle, he's with Sarek. Right. That's Dov Shem Iskaven. He doesn't intend to put the fire out. That's not Dov Shem Iskaven. He's intending to put the coal out. But it's Moshe Tzu Gufa. But by nature, putting the fire out is always Moshe Gufa unless you need a pecham, right? Unless you need the charcoal. Okay, so he says, he saw this over Shimon, Afilu Shaleitz Nameh, so the grand Moran said, no, Dershim is Kavein, so like Rav Shimon. Oh, when it comes to Dershim is Kavein, daddy holds his mutter like Rav Shimon. Loch Hashem Sur Gufa, so like Rav Yehuda. Yeah, but this Moshe Gufa, that's a different thing. In this thing, he doesn't like Rav Shimon. Moshe Gufa means that,
so the whole
you don't need the activity, meaning, so what's the goof of the activity is not necessary to have the coal out. The coal could never be on.
Right?
You know, if you need a Pesach, then you need the activity. You need to have a fire that you put out, and you got a Pesach. You got a charcoal. But if the goal is just to get the fire out, it's never Sichu Gufa. You don't be happy. There was never a fire to begin with. Right? So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Motzei Gufa is Asur. Right? Okay, Amar Avina.
The first case about the metal, all he intends to do is to cool it off. It shouldn't matter that it is and should allow him. He's allowed to do it. He could take cool water and
pour
it.
Yeah, Shuddah Rabim, it's interesting. Yeah.
Right? Because the Shuddah Rabim
makes it. So we're not worried about the carrying. He's not going to carry Dalai Lama's, but a lot of issues that, you know, can get into trouble, right? So the Gemara is not relating to those other problems. The assumption is he's not moving Dalai Lama's, but okay. Because that would be Daraisa, right?
And also it leads to believe that there's some sort of Pikuach Nefesh.
Well, Sakana, Mizuka Rabim, it's interesting, he doesn't say Pikuach Nefesh, you understand. Mizuka Rabim, it can mean a lot of things. Some people burn their leg, right. Not Pikuach Nefesh, exactly, you know, whatever, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, why does it say Pikuach Nefesh, I don't know, but he used the term Mizuka Rabim. It could be also, Mizuka Rabim is not just about human nezek, but property nezek also could be.
Right, because it's natural that eights would be outside more than metal. Because who is burning wood inside?
You're burning, right. Yeah. Okay, so Gemara continues. Amar Avinah Hilkach. So now coats, which is harabah. Coats is literally coats of thorn. It means something that's, a dangerous thing with Shusaravim. So I use the example of a thorn, something which I guess they had plenty of in those days. Molicho pachos pachos dot amos. So you walk less than 1,000 times. So then it's only carrying the Rabbana. But you got it out of there. Why? Because Shusaravim is, of course, a Nezer. With a Kamalist, I feel two of a Kamalist, you could even go more. Right? So Rashi says, the last wide line, I feel Shalates Nami, the Hadar of Shimon, the Lachin of Gufa, Pater Allah of the Chol Kibri and Shoch of Gufa, Kusma of the Chom of Mahavave, Psila. It's interesting. So Rashi here adds on to that Mishnah, right? So that Mishnah says Mishnah is a Pesham, right? It's very interesting because that Mishnah that we said in Malikin, Hasaner, right? So he's not Chayim, he's only Chayim, he blows it out, because it's a Pesham, right? If he's intending to make a Pesham. So here he's using the word, Rashi's used the word pecham for a charcoal, which would be used for things like, you know, blacksmithing, I guess. And the Mahavate Pusila is what we in that Mishnah call pecham. It's a little charcoal on top of the top of the candle, right? So there's a minhag, right? There's a minhag to light the candles for your wife and blow them out on Friday. So they burn easily. Why? Because you made a pecham, right? Right, so you know, men are supposed to do this in the Shabbos. It's one of the things that traditionally men are supposed to do. You make a pecham, so therefore, when your wife comes to light candles, and she uses candles, she uses oil, it doesn't work. And necessarily, depending, I have one of these, you know, permanent wicks. So I fill up the oil, okay, the pecham's there, it's there from the first time it was ever lit.
Another thing
so,
I have
but,
to do.
But the point is, he calls Mahavi Psila, just interesting, Rashi uses two terms. Okay, in any event, the point is, if you don't want charcoal, that's the motion of Gufa, and if you don't want charcoal, it's Malacha Shein Sifu Gufa. Hilchach, Rashi, Kevin, the Amra Log, Gozu Shvus, the Kibu Imachas, Mokam Nizkar, the Rabin, since they didn't go to a Shvus when there's a public possibility of damage. So then, Kosvus Rabin, Molicho, Apostle, God, almost Achil Kelu, Side, Rishus, Rabin, Disuda Banu. So you have to get it out of the way. You can't carry it forever, but you get it to the side of the street, and that's it, right? Because Yisur Zerabanan, because you're doing it less than Dalai Lama's at a time. So the Kamalis, where the Tiltal is Zerabanan to begin with, I feel too, but Yavin Bakirachai, so you can just take it and move it. Okay? It's interesting is that, you might have thought, maybe the halacha is like this, maybe you might have thought, so what's a Kamalis? So still do it. Do a Shvus Zerabanan. Make it, you know, like a Shinui. Why should you carry it all at once? So I think the answer is well, Nezek, you wanted to take out as fast as possible, right? But you know, we have an era, thank God. So, but there are a lot of issues like this that come up So let's suppose, you know, a child has strep throat, doctor goes out, you go to the Rite Aid to pick it up, you go to pick it up, and there's no air. How do you take it home? Okay, well, we live in a convalescent, we don't live in a shusharan.
Right.
You still don't walk straight home with it. We do a shinoi. Carry your elbow, da-da-da, whatever, you know, we do some kind of shinoi. You don't carry exactly, you know, like you carry it, like you carry it normally. We try to do some kind of shinoi. So we do paskin, that even in a convalescent, we do a shinoi. Mm-hmm. That's not, again, but that's not a nezek case.
Right.
That's a case, okay, so they'll get it in that 20 minutes, 35 minutes, not, you know, there's no need to get it in 5 minutes. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara continues based on the end of the Mishnah was Avol Nosein the Socha Ol Socha Kos. Right, you put it into the Mecham. What does that mean? We just said Lo Yitin L'Socho, and now it says Nosein L'Socho. So make up your mind, or to Kos. So we understand that somehow L'Tocho has to be similar to L'Tocha Kos. What's he talking about here? Tana Rabbana Nosein Adam Cham L'Tocha Tzonein V'Lo Atzon L'Tocha Chamin. Divrei Beis Shammai. Okay. So this is a very fascinating concept. The Shammai says, you can put, this is not a Kli Rishon Shal Gavei Esh. Alright, whatever kind of Kli it is, whatever it is, but the idea is, we'll assume it's not a Leish, maybe it's a Kli Shen, but it's certainly not a Leish. Okay. So Beis Shammai says you can put the hot water into cold water, but you can't put the cold water into hot water. Why? Because the principle Beis Shammai holds, you call Tato Gavar. Whatever's below is dominant. So if you put cold water into hot water, the hot water is going to heat the cold water. If you put the hot water into cold water, the cold water is going to cool the hot water. Meaning, even though it's the same amounts of water, the physical interaction is going to be different. Whatever's on the bottom is dominant. That's okay. What, look in Rashi, Chamil Tochzon, Tator Gavar, Beinacham Rasiv Nesatzon El Mashirin. So the hot water is not going to boil the cold water. It's only going to cool them off because you're putting the hot water into the cold water.
Mm-hmm.
So the hot water is not going to heat the cold water, the cold water in, the hot water will. Okay, so right now, what we learned before is being ignored about what I said, it's about the half and half. Like you're putting in so much cold water that it's going to cool off the whole thing. So that's not the case here, I guess. He's not talking about temperatures yet. I mean, that's Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says, number one, Tato Gavar, whatever's in the bottom is dominant. And secondly, he says, you can put in the hot into cold, but not the cold into hot. Okay. Beis Shammai, Beis Lulobrim, Bein Chamin L'Totzonim, Bein Tzonim L'Totchamin, Mutar. He says, no, you can do it either way. So, Pshat seems to be, Beis Hillel doesn't hold Tato Gavar. He doesn't hold Yilo Gavar.
Right.
He just holds, ignore the whole thing. If you have the Yilo Gavar, you would be able to do the other way, right? So obviously, it's not a question of Titor Alo Gavar, it's a question of, he just thinks, it's not a problem. So now, why is it not a problem? You could do this into a pot, a medvar moving the kos, or you can do it in a kos. So now we already understand, a kos is a cliche. Rashi says right across, the kos, the shasiyah kaboy lohu, he needs it for drinking, lo nichole shiachumu harbe, you don't want it to become that hot, oh, the klisheni who? No, that's a klisheni. So clearly the goal here is not to make it hot yatzalezbo, it's to make it warm it up to a certain, you know, reasonable temperature, not a cooking temperature. And secondly, it's a klisheni anyway. Okay. But, avo beambati, chamin l'toch hatzonein, v'lotzon toch hachamin. But, Beis Hillel would agree, if the bathtub, you could put the hot into the cold, but not the cold to the hot, meaning he agrees, Tato Gavar. He just feels, why is it mutter? Because it's a kos, it's a cliche. And Abati, what is an Abati? So it's a good question. We don't know what Abati is yet. Abati is a bathtub.
Right.
But we know there are different kinds of bathtubs. There's a bathtub that's on Gavei Esh, a bathtub on Gavei Esh. Right? Rav Shimon Asher Oser, Shimon Asher says, no, it's Oser. So Rashi says, Afilu Chamin, L'Tok Tzonen, even to put the hot into cold, We don't care, Tato Grava, Ilo Grava, the whole thing's also.
By what case? Anambati?
Very good. The Gemara will question. Which case?
Seems that the Ambati.
Who, like Shammai Shabbatilla, who's he talking about? Abraham Nachman Alokar of Shimon Ber Menasya. Very nice. The look is like him. What does he say? Savar Rav Yosef Lemeimar Seifel Hare Kambati. A Seifel in modern Hebrew is a cup. But a Seifel in Talmudic Hebrew is a washing sink. Right? Rashi says, Afal Gav de Klisheni Hu Ho Vuz Lashia Hu Chita. It's a wash basin. Asire Yenichale Sheyichum Harbe Vagazrina. So making Zera, even though it's a Klisheni, because
they're going to make enough to heat a bath.
Okay, so now, just take this aside for a second. Our assumption is that when you add water to a klisheni for drinking, you're going to put enough in so you won't burn your tongue. Right?
That's the premise of the whole klisheni business?
Well, that's the premise right now.
Right.
That's the premise right now. That's okay. What we're up to right now.
Okay.
Right, so right now, okay. We have other considerations. Maybe the cliche is not going to be Rashel and so on because it's going to... Okay. But
right, okay.
But here, right here, that's obviously the consideration. The consideration is you can't put water to the bathtub because the bathtub you want hot and you will put it in so the cold water will become hot. And the same is true about a Seifel. It's a cliche, right? The wash basin. But the cup, we're not concerned about coast. Go back to Rashel. See a kavoy lehu because he needs it for drinking. Lo nicha l'shichum harbei. Okay, so now, according to this, you would not be allowed to just take a cliche and put sugar in it and wait for it to cool off. If you put water in it to drink it right away to cool off, fine. But if you're not going to drink it right away, why should that be okay?
Wait, say that again? To put sugar into
wine? You want to put sugar in tea.
Yeah, sugar in a tea. No, he's saying sugar.
You take water.
If you want to put sugar in a tea to drink it right away, it should be okay.
You have tea in a cup.
Right.
Right straight out of the urn. Cliche.
Right.
All right. Why are you allowed to put water into it? According to what we're up to now. I'm not saying we're psychological.
To cool it off.
You're allowed to put it off because you're going to put enough in to cool it off.
Cool it off, right. Okay.
Okay, so now you're putting in sugar and you're going to drink it later.
Right. So you can't put the sugar in?
You're not cooling it off. You're putting the sugar in. It's boiling hot. So according to this, you shouldn't be allowed to do that until it cools off, right?
Didn't we have that in the Tosafot before he explained the cliche in Zayin Mivashal?
Right.
Yeah, okay, fine, but that's not right
not
here.
Okay.
Right, that's right. According to right here,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Right here is differentiating the whole issue of coast versus wash basin.
But
is
first
because
you put the water on tea, so...
You put the water...
On the tea. What? Before you can put the sugar...
What tea? There's no tea.
No, I'm saying in the example that the rabbi is giving...
Right, you're going to... So, yes.
So the water...
Oh, so the tea's going to cool?
He's not concerned. Yes, so Beis Hillel is not concerned about the Tatar Gavar in the coast case, right?
So the tea is cold.
But so is the cup. The cup's also... It doesn't matter. You don't even need tea.
So the sugar makes no difference anymore.
Right, I'm...
Okay.
No, according to him... No, he's saying you shouldn't even be able to put tea in there either. Unless you're going to drink it right.
If the sugar isn't good, the tea isn't good.
Okay, so let's assume using a tea bag. A tea bag is a very good question.
Mm-hmm. No, if you have essence.
Essence, fine. Right. So the essence of essence...
That's cool.
...is supposed to be left on the blech. It's not supposed
right.
to be on the side.
It's supposed to be hot essence.
It's supposed to be on the blech. It's the same as... It's a clear Yishanah Gaj. You put it in here, You put it from two clear Yishanah Gaj, you take them off, put them in a cliche, no problem. It's the same thing. You're doing the same thing. All right? The tea bag is a good question because tea bag is a question of is the tea bag, we'll get to this eventually, is the tea bag considered kalavashel? There's certain things which are considered to be, and a cliche you can't put them in either. Right? So certain things, we don't know what things are, kalavashel, right? So tea bags is one of the suspects. Why? So tea bags, tea bag, you steep a tea bag.
Right, it's cooked.
I'm not professionally, but you're cooking the tea bag. Let's face what you're doing here. That's what's happening here. You're not just coloring the water. You're getting the hot water to act on the tea bag. Okay, so what is that? Okay, well, the answer is, you can do it in cold water too. It'll happen, right? Okay, but the hot water does it better. Okay. But there are those who say that the tea bag is kalavasho. You can't use tea bags in a cliche, period. Some say you can't use sushi even in kalavasho. Fine. Okay. It's one of the... I was Montaneda about 20 years ago, maybe more, in Jamaica States, because I was going to homes, people would offer tea, Everybody at the table's having tea. I'm not having tea because we never used tea bags in my house. We used it growing up, never. Right? We used only essence. It's a chumrah, okay, not to use tea bags. But we didn't use it, so fine. But I said, I'm going to insult the whole community. It's like crazy for a chumrah. So I'm with Mata Neder, I use tea bags and a klisheni. Okay.
And a klisheni or
klisheni?
Klisheni. You said klisheni.
I did say klisheni.
No, okay. Okay. Coffee. He didn't even like tea.
Coffee would be the same.
Coffee, I do klisheni also. Because even though we say in bishulach bishul, but yesh bishulach rafia. So tea bag is not bushel. Tea bag is right. Is cooked. Coffees, I think some of them are, you know, some of them are fresh roasted coffees,
roasted,
right. Roasted. But some of them, I think, when they're
but the ones that you put in the hot water, like
different instant coffees, are already like they're cooked already. Yeah, that's the bag. They're cooked already. Okay, so I don't know which one. I'm not, you know, but anyway, I put other stuff in too, so it's not just coffee.
But isn't
the hot chocolate I use for sure is not cooked.
But sugar, I think, is already cooked in its process.
With hot chocolate, there's enough cooked. You add cold milk to it.
I think some sugar is ground.
In the process.
No, it comes from cane. They process it out. It's not like salt. It's not like you dig it out of the ground.
I know they cook it, okay. If they cook it, okay, so maybe it is cooked.
So is hot chocolate, if you pour cold milk in it?
Very bad.
No, it's the same thing. You have to put enough that you can't. Yeah. So cliche. So lahalach will be hold a cliche, and then you're all set. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So cliche. Many people hold cliche. Cliche is more complicated. Some people hold cliche. She doesn't do anything. Meaning cliche, revi, chamishi. They're all the same. It's all based on temperature. It's true. Cliche is not like rishon, but cliche, revi are all the same. So we don't pass in that way. I think it's, you know, I'm sure there's somebody, you know, mock me out there. Okay. Let's go back in here. Okay. Amar Abba. Some of Yosef Lenemar say, Fel Hare Kambati. Amar Le Abaye. Tener Abkhiya say, Fel Hare Kambati. No, it's not like a bathtub. Right? Ulamai de Solak Adaita Meikar de Sefer Luf Kambati. So what do you think at the beginning? Rav Nachman, look Rav Shimon. Benasya, right? So in the beginning, that he thought sevel kambati. So Rav Nachman says halachas like Rav Shimon Benasya, that it's usur, right? Right. That's what Rav Shimon Benasya said. Usur. Ela b'shabbos b'chitza b'chamin. Ela b'shabbos b'chitza b'chamin lecha. Oh yeah. So now. That was halachas Rav Menasya, and therefore you can't use an abatya. You can't put water into an abatya. You can't put water, cold water. You can't use the hot water in a seifel, in a wash basin. But what's a wash basin for? To wash part of yada v'ragla. So you can't do that either then. But we've been saying right along, you can, right? So the shabbos v'chitza b'chamin leka. So now, according to that, you can't use hot water at all. So what are we talking about? You can never use hot water in shabbos, even to wash your face. So he says, no, misar reshim and asef akoy, aresha akoy. He's not on the same, he's on the resha. Well, beisil matirin, on this, beisil matirin bein chamin v'sul t'tonen, beisil matirin bein chamin v'sul t'tonen, beisil matirin. Right. Rav Hill said, Basil said, right, you can put cold into hot and hot into cold, right, in the it wasn't a batya, whatever it was. And Rav Shimon says, no. Oser, Son Tocham, Lemon Rav Shimon said, the Omar Kabe Shammai, Hachagam, Alokhi, Vasham Basil, Vidavrazet. So this is what Rav Shimon is saying. Vasham Basil both agree that Sonay, Latochamim, is asur. That's the conclusion.
So for us, can we open both facets?
What is it?
Can we open both facets?
Open both? No.
Oh, no.
No. No. In fact, some forces are very careful, like many forces on one faucet.
Right. Yeah.
You have to make sure it all goes to the right, not to the left, because if you go in the middle, you're basically cooking.
You're missing water. Yeah.
There are those who actually say you can't have those at all. So, okay. Amra Huna Brader Yeshua, Kazina Lil Rabbit Lokapid, Amana. He didn't care about basically the cup. You know, something being heated in Amana, meaning something that's not, or the seichel, something that's not the Ambacha. The Torah of Chia, no son of Kino Shammai, was Tosev Shammayim, Ben Chamin, with Tosev Son, Ben Chamin, with Tosev Son, right? We see, since Rav Chia, right, said we don't care how cold, what goes into what first, we see Lo Kap and Amana. We care about the Keli. Amal Rav Huna Ravashi, Dilma Shani Hasam Demisa Kli. Ah. Maybe there's a difference here. You know why? Because you take in the Kli and put it into the water.
Kli gets
you're not putting the water into the water, you're putting the Kli into the water.
Into the water.
You take a, right, you have a Kli, what's cliche, whatever it is, and now you're putting your cup into that cliche. So of course, the water in the cup's not going to get so hot. But say, oh no, Omarle, Ma'ara, no, he was pouring it. It Ma'ara. Ma'ara, Adam, Kidna, Shemaim, Tosel, Shemaim, Ben Chamel, Sotom, Ben Sonat, Tokhamen. He says, and it Ma'ara, so now he's got the Memra at the end, that you actually can put from cold water into the Sotom, Shemaim, whether it's Chamen, either way. Hot into cold into hot, you can do it, again, but not in the bathtub. The reason why not in the bathtub is because even a bathtub, which is not a bathtub, Shavuch, that's Hucha Magabi Ha'or, but the Rabbani wouldn't be allowed to do it because it looks like the other Ambacha, right, so the gun goes there. But a Seifel, you can't heat, you don't heat in a Seifel. So the Seifel little Matir, so that's the end of the day, the end of the Sugya, the Seifel is okay, the wash basin is okay, and you end up, of course, because that'll resolve the problem, you have all these kept comments that you can wash in your face, right, put it in hot water, you have to have a Hekitimsa. Right. So you have to have a wash basin, so otherwise you don't have it. So that's why he comes to the conclusion, and he came about how you do it, so that's how he came to this. Okay.